Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Hectic campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha polls continues with top leaders of ruling and opposition alliances leaving no effort to woo the voters. BJP to release its election manifesto this morning. Congress releases another list of 16 candidates for Lok Sabha elections. Nation pays homage to Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary today. Iran launches drone attack on Israel, also captures a cargo ship with 17 Indian crew on board. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Mohali last night. And now the news in detail. Hectic campaigning for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections continues with leaders of various political parties seeking the support of voters for their candidates. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories, along with 32 assembly constituencies in Sikkim and 60 assembly seats in Arunachal Pradesh, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a one-day visit to Karnataka today. The Prime Minister will address a public rally in Mysuru in the afternoon and later hold a roadshow in the coastal city of Mengaluru. His public address in Mysuru will be attended by the party workers from Mysuru, Chamrajnagar, Mandya and Hasan Lok Sabha constituencies. The roadshow in Mengaluru is organised from Sri Narayan Guru Circle to Navbharat Circle in the evening. Mr. Modi will arrive in Kochi tonight to address 2 public meetings in support of his party candidates. Tomorrow morning, he will address a public meeting at Cheruvattani near Kunamkulam, which falls under the Alathur Reserved Constituency. Later, he will leave for Attingal, where he will address another meeting at the Christian College ground. Kattakada, where the BJP has fielded Minister of State for External Affairs V. Muralidharan as the party candidate. Mr. Modi will also address a public meeting today in the Narmadapuram Lok Sabha constituency of Madhya Pradesh.
Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a public meeting in Piparia of Narmadapuram parliamentary constituency today. The Prime Minister is arriving in Madhya Pradesh for the third time for an election campaign. Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav, former Chief Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan and other senior BJP leaders will also campaign in different places. Information and Broadcasting Minister Anurag Thakur, while talking to the media in Chindwara parliamentary constituency yesterday, termed the opposition alliance as a coalition of without policy, leader and principles. From the Congress, State Congress President Jitu Patwari, former Union Minister Arun Yadav and Rajya Sabha MP Vivek Tanka will campaign in Narsingpur, Shahdol and Sivni districts. Samajwadi Party State President Dr. Manoj Yadav also addressed workers in Khajuraho yesterday. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
The BJP will today release its manifesto named Sankalp Patra for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. The manifesto will be released in the presence of senior party leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi at the party headquarters in New Delhi. Other senior party leaders will also attend the function. The Congress released another list of 16 candidates for the Lok Sabha elections yesterday. The list includes the names of 4 candidates for Gujarat, 2 for Himachal Pradesh, 1 for Chandigarh and 9 candidates for Odisha. Congress MP Manish Tiwari will contest from Chandigarh Lok Sabha seat, while Himachal Pradesh Minister Vikramaditya Singh will contest from Mandi seat, where the BJP has fielded Kangana Ranaut. Former Union Minister Shrikant Jena will fight from Balasore seat in Odisha. Names of the candidates were approved by the party's Central Election Committee. The Congress also released the names of 4 candidates for the ensuing by-elections to the Legislative Assembly in Gujarat. Andhra Pradesh Chief Minister and YSR Congress Party Chief Jagan Mohan Reddy suffered an injury above his left eyebrow after being hit by a stone in Vijayawada yesterday. The incident took place during his election campaign in Vijayawada late last evening. It happened when he was greeting people during his Mimantha Siddham bus yatra. MLA Vellampalli Srinivas, who was standing next to Jagan, also sustained an injury in his left eye. Doctors immediately provided first aid to Jagan Mohan Reddy on the bus. Mr. Reddy subsequently continued his bus yatra after receiving the first aid. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post, conveyed his wishes for the speedy recovery and good health for the Andhra Pradesh's Chief Minister. All India Majlis Ittehadul Muslimin AIMIM President Asaduddin Owaisi has said that his party will not have alliance with any party in Telangana. Mr. Owaisi said his party will continue to oppose the BJP-led union government over implementation of the Citizenship Amendment Act or CAA. Out of the 14 Lok Sabha constituencies of Assam, Karimganj and Silchar are situated in Barak Valley, the predominantly Bengali-speaking area of the state. The majority of the voters of Karimganj belong to the minority community. More from our correspondent.
Kripanath Mala, the sitting MP and BJP candidate from the constituency, secured 44.62% votes to defeat AIUDF's Radhesham Bishwas by a margin of 38,389 votes in the last election. This year, a total of 24 candidates are contesting for Karimganj Lok Sabha seat. Sitting MP and BJP candidate Kripanath Mala is trying to reach out to the minority voters, promising them an equal share in development initiatives. The INC candidate, Advocate Hafez Rashid Chowdhury, is focusing against religious polarization around Citizenship Amendment Act. The AIUDF candidate Shahabul Alam Chowdhury is focusing on security of Rohingya migrants, which has drawn sharp criticism from both INC and BJP. Election scenario in Karimganj thus already has started political heat. Shashwati Bhattacharjee reporting from RNU Akashvani Silchar.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7.
And repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashvani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back to the morning news on Akashvani. The nation today is paying homage to the chief architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his 134th birth anniversary. Several functions will be organized throughout the country to mark the occasion. The main function will be held at the Parliament House lawn, where floral tributes will be paid to him at his statue. President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar greeted the people on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, a pioneer of social change and a versatile personality, made exceptional contributions to the country and society as a jurist, educationist, economist, social reformer, and a political leader. In his message, the Vice President said, Dr. Ambedkar, a great son of Bharat, was not only the architect of the Indian Constitution, but also a champion of social justice. He added that his relentless efforts towards eradicating social inequalities and discrimination continue to inspire generations. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, flagged several human rights violations in the Sondesh Kali case in its spot inquiry report in West Bengal. The commission in its report revealed several instances of atrocities inflicted upon the victims, which demonstrate prima facie that there was a violation of human rights due to negligence in the prevention of such incidents. It also observed that pervasive fear of reprisal, coupled with power of dynamics at play, acted as a formidable barrier, preventing these individuals from voicing their grievances. In Israel, air raid sirens sounded across the country early this morning after Iran launched hundreds of drones, ballistic missiles, and cruise missiles. The attack marked the first time Iran has launched a direct military assault on Israel, despite decades of enmity dating back to the country's 1979 Islamic Revolution. The Israeli military spokesman said Iran fired scores of drones, cruise missiles and ballistic missiles, with the vast majority intercepted outside Israel's borders. He said warplanes intercepted over 10 cruise missiles alone, also outside Israeli airspace. He said a handful of missiles managed to land in Israel. Rescuers said one strike critically injured a 10-year-old girl in a Bedouin Arab town in southern Israel, while another missile struck an army base, causing light damage but no injuries. U.S. forces downed some of the Iran-launched drones flying towards Israel, according to U.S. defense officials. Many countries and the United Nations chiefs have condemned the attack. Meanwhile, Iran seized a commercial ship with links to Israel as it passed through the Strait of Hormuz yesterday. The MSC Ares was boarded by Iranian special forces about 80 kilometers off the coast of the United Arab Emirates, a statement from the vessel's operator MSC said. The Portuguese flagged ship is linked to Israeli billionaire Eyal Ofer. Out of 25 members on the ship seized by Iran, 17 are Indian. Back home, Vishu, the Malayalam New Year, a vibrant and cherished festival, is being celebrated with great zeal in Kerala and abroad. Observed on the first day of the Malayalam month of Maidam, Vishu marks the beginning of a new year according to the traditional Malayalam calendar. It is a time of joy, anticipation and renewed hope for an abundant harvest season. More from our correspondent.
Vishu, the festival of harvest and prosperity, is the astronomical new year of Kerala. Lord Krishna is worshipped in this auspicious day that symbolizes abundance in every sense. The day begins with Vishukani, the first thing to be seen on this day, in which Lord Krishna is adored with Kanikonda flowers, fruits, vegetables, gold coins, etc. In major temples like Guruvayur, Sri Padmanabha Swami Temple, Shabarimala, etc., Vishukani and special rituals are being held today, where large number of devotees are flocking from early morning today. The day is marked with Vishukainidam, special sadhya, lights, family get-together, filling the atmosphere with joy and hope for a great year ahead. Mayusha, 4 Akashvani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
On to sports. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals beat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Maharaja Yadvindra Singh International Cricket Stadium, Mullapur, Chandigarh yesterday. Put into bat first, Punjab Kings scored 147 for 8 in 20 overs. In reply, Rajasthan Royals overhauled the target for the loss of 7 wickets in 19.5 overs. Today, Kolkata Knight Riders will lock horns with Lucknow Super Giants in Kolkata. The match will begin at 3:30 in the afternoon. Another match will be played between Mumbai Indians and Chennai Super Kings at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will start at 7:30 in the evening. Indian wrestler Radhika won the silver medal in the women's 68kg category at the Asian Wrestling Championships 2024 in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan on Saturday. India have won 5 medals so far at the championships. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. The Indian Express states a long-pending plan of the army to raise a new division under Northern Command. The headline writes, Eye on Eastern Ladakh, new army division likely to be raised this year. Israel-Iran tensions may send fares of Europe flight soaring, reports the Times of India. Flying time to get longer as flights skip Iran airspace amid tension in West Asia, reports the Asian Age. Bonvita, other brands to lose health drink status, states the Economic Times, referring to the Commerce Ministry directing e-commerce platforms to scrap the segment. According to an Asian Development Bank report, Pakistan has the highest living cost in all of Asia with a 25% inflation rate, cites the Sunday Pioneer. And finally, Delhi's first electronic waste eco-park to collect, process and recycle e-waste to be set up soon. HT writes, in the Industries Department finalizes plan for 21-acre facility for e-waste. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Hectic campaigning for first phase of Lok Sabha polls continues, with top leaders of ruling and opposition alliances leaving no effort to woo the voters. BJP to release its election manifesto this morning. Congress releases another list of 16 candidates for Lok Sabha elections. Nation pays homage to Chief Architect of the Indian Constitution, Dr. B.R. Ambedkar, on his birth anniversary today. Iran launches drone attack on Israel, also captures a cargo ship with 17 Indian crew on board. And in IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeat Punjab Kings by 3 wickets at Mohali last night. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneair.gov.in and News on AIR app. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.